Jerry Bader Show, 9:20. What an interesting little sports weekend. I did not see much of the PGA Championship. In fact, I assumed I had missed it. It was not a crazy busy day. I just decided I was going to spend a lot of time outside yesterday. Listen to the Brewer debacle on the radio. I knew they weren't going to beat Clayton Kershaw. They took 4 of 6 on the brief homestand. I'm perfectly fine with that. I said they needed to take both series, and they did. Against the top two teams in the NL West. They did that. I now think they need to at least take 3 of 4 from the Cubs at Wrigley. A sweep would be nice, but don't let the Cubs fool you. Don't let the Cubs fool you. They've got talent, and they haven't been playing all that badly of late. Boy, they better not do any worse than a split, but they really should take 3 of 4. Hard to sweep anybody these days. It really is. And quite frankly, I had a feeling they were going to have a letdown after taking the first two. Kershaw was going to be a tough go anyway. Boy, that guy's good. It's ridiculous, Jason. He's just ridiculously good. He's just... That's why I'm not going to lose a lot of sleep over that. Not a big deal. It's August 11th. They're still in first place. It's really... Although I got to tell you, what did we predict? You said 87, I said 86, or the other way around? I said 87, you said 86. Right now, they're on pace for one of us to be right about that. We could not, unless they get ridiculously hot. Oh, there you are. You've got that. I said 87, you said 86. I think one of us is going to be right. I really do. We're going to be right in there, I think. They'd have to get hot now to pop 90 games. And I don't know how many games it's going to take to win the division. Then you have the PGA Championship. I saw the end of it, which I'm told I missed. You know, if I didn't watch all of it, I missed a lot. Rory is now a first name only household name. More on that a little later in the show. Was that the official end of an era and the beginning of a new one? Jason, all caps, yes. I absolutely agree. I agree. But they're already cursing the kid. Oh, he could win 15 majors. Well, he could. So could have Tiger. He could have. No, he could have. The pressure on, he's 25. I've got bunions that old, for crying out loud. No, I don't. But we'll get to that a little later in the show, too. And we will talk about the bizarre race car incident over the weekend, because there's a very interesting opinion piece on that. I want to cover this, though, in the time that I have left in this half hour. I've mentioned in the past that Saturday morning used to be read my newspaper morning. It's kind of gotten back into that again. What happened is my wife and daughters, when they were both still living at home, would go down to piano lessons in Sheboygan. When we moved up here in 2004, they really liked their piano teacher and they stuck with them, and my wife took lessons too. So for years up here on Saturday morning, they would drive down, and I had the house to myself, read the papers. I've kind of got back into reading that. In the Green Bay paper, buried deeply inside it, on Saturday, was a story that first appeared August 1st in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Check this out. There's little question many architects and builders are convinced of the threat of climate change and are urging clients to plan for a future of weather extremes. Those who design and construct buildings are required to look decades into the future and are expected to provide owners with their best advice on how and where they should proceed with their projects. Those considerations can include everything from what kind of materials to use that can best withstand more frequent downpours to whether to build in an area that might become a floodplain in a future with rising sea levels. But architects and builders who are among the believers the world is inexorably warming due to human activity frequently face skeptical clients who not only question the science, but the added costs adopting their plans can bring. According to the Ipsos Mori Global Trends 2014 survey released last month, the U.S. is by far, and by the way, thank God, the most climate-skeptical nation in the world. With only 52% agreeing that climate change is the result of human activity, some 32% disagreed, 14% didn't know. With that level of skepticism, it's no easy task for young professionals like Arion Laxo, a certified interior designer with HG Architects and Engineers in Minneapolis, an active member of the U.S. Green Building Council, to win over some clients who may be resistant to the notion of constructing a more expensive building with a warmer and riskier long-term weather future in mind. Laxo, who's the past chairwoman of the USGBC's Emerging Professionals National Committee, boy, there are some arcane little organizations, aren't there? As well as its representative to the USGBC National Committee, says she's returned from a training session in South Africa with former Vice President Al Gore's Climate Reality Project, with a message that builders need to be advocates for resilient buildings for their own professional sake, as well as that of the world. What a scam. What a scam. And let me tell you why. So there is a sector of the construction sector that's trying to get their clients to build more expensive buildings in order to ward off the effects of global warming. I refuse to buy into the climate change crap. Global warming. Let me ask you something. If you build a building, how long do you expect it to last? Okay, let's look at this building from which I'm broadcasting in Green Bay. The owner of this company took ownership of this building in mid-2007. We moved in 2008, but this building has been a standing, completed structure since 2007. So it's 7 years old. How long do you think this building should last, Jason? I mean, it's how long? I don't really have an answer. How long do you expect a building to last? 50 years for sure. You're going to say 100? That's about as good as any number, huh? Now, things change so much. You know, this could be a parking lot in 25 years. Who knows? I mean, things change. But barring planning changes and needs changes, the actual structure of the building, 100 years. Do you think any of that crap's going to happen in 100 years, even if global warming is true, which it isn't? Of course not. Buildings being built today aren't going to have to withstand anything, even if man-caused global warming is true, and it's not. Because nothing that dramatic is going to happen that fast in 100 years. What a scam. This is a scam. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of